So I want to walk you through a scenario now, which I commonly encounter with large organizations adopting Azure. They have this decentralized model where there's a central team which is governing their Azure IaaS and PaaS cloud, responsible for compliance and responsible for security. Usually they're the only ones who manage network and connectivity back to the enterprise, connectivity to the internet. But there are multiple teams in the organization that are actually building and running cloud services. So what they want to do is they want to give self-service access to these various project teams to come and manage compute and storage for their projects, but impose a restriction that they can only connect that compute, those VMs, to networks that are centrally managed by this cloud governance team. So we'll step into the shoes of Ellen Adams. She's the head of IT of our organization, aaddemo.com, and I'm signed into the Azure Management Portal as Ellen using a work account that's associated with the directory. Let's take a look at the subscriptions her team has configured. All right, so they have a bunch of production subscriptions and a few test subscriptions. They onboard cloud projects from across the organization in the production subscriptions. Let's quickly take a look at the access that they've configured on their production subscription. I scroll down to the users part, click on it. Okay, so the users blade shows me all of the access assignments that have been made at the subscription scope. They've assigned the reader role to an Azure AD group, Christine Cox's team, which gives them a view, a read-only view of all resources in the subscription. And they've granted the contributor role, a very powerful role, to an Azure AD application that rolls keys and secrets, I guess, in the subscription, which is a pretty powerful standing access. And this assignment is interesting. It's a built-in assignment inherited at the subscription level. It is the assignment that bridges the classic model of subscription admins and co-admins with the new rules-based access control model. Basically, the older, the classic co-admins and subscription admins just become owners at the subscription level. So they have full access to the Azure subscription. Let's take a look at the resource groups that they have in these subscriptions. So I've selected the production subscription and, okay, so they have resource groups per each project that they onboard to their Azure cloud. So they have this some kind of naming: devices, marketing project showcase, pharma sales forecast, division, team, and project, I guess. And that's where they allow the project owners to create compute and storage accounts for their project. So let's take a look at the access that they've configured on one of these project resource groups. Okay, so the resource group inherits the three assignments at the subscription level, which is good. We're interested in looking at the assignments which are assigned at the resource group level. So the storage account contributor role has been assigned to the storage admins of the project, and the virtual machine contributor role has been assigned to the compute admins of the project. This basically gives them self-service management capabilities to create virtual machines and storage accounts in the resource group which has been created for their project by Ellen's team. Let's go back to the resource groups. Okay, so they have another resource group, which is a separate resource group that holds the standard network resources, the virtual networks, which are standard. And only her team is allowed to manage virtual networks in this resource group. Let's take a look at the access they've configured on this resource group. Okay, this resource group also inherits the three assignments from subscription. Not very interesting. Let's take a look at the assignments they've done at the resource group scope. Okay, so they've made these compute admins from the different projects that they onboard readers of this resource group. This allows them to view the standard virtual networks that Ellen's team creates and manages. And they've assigned the network contributor role and the user access administrator role only to the network teams within Ellen's team. So only the network people within Ellen's team can create and manage virtual networks, subnets within those virtual networks, all network related resources really, and grant access. User access administrator role allows you to grant access to other people to be able to join this virtual network so they can create these virtual machines in another resource group and join the virtual machine to the standard virtual networks in the network resource group. All right, so I wanna take a look at one of these virtual networks and see how they've segregated access further. I'm interested in seeing subnets. So for each virtual network, the standard virtual network, what they do is they create a separate subnet for each project. So this first subnet is for the network team, but after that, they've created different subnets for the projects that they onboard. And what they do is they assign access to the compute admins to be able to join VMs only to the subnet that has been created for their project. All right, let's walk through all of the steps that are required to onboard a new cloud project in LN's organization. So the first thing I'm going to do is create a new resource group that will hold the project's resources. So I go to Management, Resource Group, and I shall call the resource group the name of the project, Devices Engineering Project R&D in the right subscription. Location looks good, create. All right, now I'm going to grant access to the compute admins and storage admins, the project owners of this project, to be able to self-service, create and manage virtual machines and storage accounts. For that, I'll go to the access icon, pull up the user's blade, add access. I'll assign the virtual machine contributor role. So I'll select a role. Virtual machine contributor role allows the users, the subject, to create and manage virtual machines. And I will search for Devices Engineering Project R&D. So the in Azure AD, there's already a group that's been created for the compute admins of the project and storage admins of the project. So I'm going to use the same group and I shall assign the virtual machine contributor role to the compute admins and do this again. Select this time the storage account contributor role, which allows management, creation and management of storage accounts. And this time I'll assign it to the storage admins of the project. Search in the people picker, select the right Azure AD group, and assign access. See, the beauty of assigning access to groups in Azure RBAC is that when people join this project team, or if existing people leave the project team, they don't have to come back to LN's team to change access. They'll self-service manage who is in the compute admins of the project and who's in the storage admins of the project. They can even have the same people as compute admins and storage admins. This model just allows LN's team to give an option of segregating duties even further within the project team of people who can manage VMs versus people who can manage storage accounts. All right, now we've granted the right access at the resource group created for the project. What we will do is create a new subnet for this new project in the standard virtual networks. So I'll do this for one of the virtual networks for demo purposes. I'll go to the subnets of the virtual network and create a new subnet. And I'll name the subnet again with the project name, keeping things simple. The address range looks good. No NSG for now. Okay. All right, so what, okay, the subnet has been created. Now I want to allow people, the compute admins of the project, to only join their VMs that they create to this subnet, their project subnet, and not to any other subnet. And we'll grant them appropriate access. But before that, what we want them to be able to do is view the standard virtual networks to begin with. So in the network resource group, I have to grant a reader role to the compute admins of the project so that they can view these virtual networks. For that, I'll go to the access icon of the resource group, the network resource group. And this time I will assign a reader role to the compute admins of the project so that they can view and they can select the right virtual networks to join their virtual machines, but they can't manage the virtual network, delete virtual network, they can't make any changes to the virtual network. All right, now that that access has been granted, the final thing is we have to grant access to them to join their virtual machines on the subnet. Today, you can't manage access on a subnet using the Azure Management Portal, but you can do it using the command line tools. So this gives me an opportunity to show you the PowerShell experience of Azure RBAC. All right, for this, we'll use the new Azure role assignment command that takes in the identifier of the subject, the user, group, or application identity. So we need the identifier of the compute admins group. Let's search for that using the get Azure AD group command with the search string. All right, this command also searches the directory for the group. And in this case, we need the compute admin. So this identifier, let's put that here in the new Azure role assignment command. And we are ready to grant access to the compute admins on the subnet. Let's see. Yeah, we're ready to grant them the virtual machine contributor role on the subnet named the project name. Resource type is of type subnet. The parent resource is the virtual network, in this case, East US VNet 01, which is in the network resource group. All right, let's execute this to grant access at the subnet level so that they can only join their VMs to the right subnet which has been created for their project. That's it. Those are all the steps that are required to onboard a new cloud project in Ellen's access model, where she's segregated duties between compute and storage management versus network management. I hope you find this video useful and you'll be able to now create the right access model for your Azure cloud using Azure AD and RBAC. Try out the features, give us feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much. Bye.